Dan Auerbach, one of the two founders of the band The Black Keys, also maintains an active sideline as a producer for other bands that share his love for blues and country-influenced rock and roll. Auerbach's production work can be heard on two new albums, Hacienda's third album, Shakedown, and the major label debut of Jeff the Brotherhood, titled Hypnotic Nights. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of both albums.
That's Hacienda, the Texas Quartet, with Let Me Go, a typical example of their brand of bluesy rock, which is different from the bluesy rock their producer Dan Auerbach makes with the Black Keys. But it's in the ballpark. Indeed, Auerbach seems attracted to guys who play relatively fast, rather simple, and occasionally loud. Listen to Six Pack from Jeff the Brotherhood, a duo whose new album Auerbach has co-produced. Jeff the Brotherhood consists of the brothers Jake and Jamin Orrell, who hail from Nashville but are not a country act. Instead, they churn up heavy rock riffs. They even include a cover of Black Sabbath's Changes on their new album, Hypnotic Nights. What Dan Auerbach does for both bands is to clarify their sounds, to push the vocals more prominently up in the mix, and make sure the riffs become grooves that surge along for the entire, usually brief length of any given song. What distinguishes these two bands? Where Jeff the Brotherhood leans towards 70s and 80s punk, Hacienda favors 60s-style rock, as when the band filches the hook from the Kinks' You Really Got Me to form the centerpiece of the Hacienda song Don't Keep Me Waiting. Neither of these bands has any profound insights to share in its lyrics. Hacienda tends to play the romantic victim in songs such as You Just Don't Know, Veronica, and Don't Keep Me Waiting. Jeff the Brotherhood can often be scene setters. As we heard before, they like to put you in a mellow mood. And on this song, Hypnotic Winter, they simply describe the weather, and with a firmly repetitive guitar riff and a few simple phrases, hypnotize you into winter mode. Both Hacienda and Jeff the Brotherhood are working in Black Keys territory, keeping the sound stripped down, harking back to various earlier eras of rock. They're each helped by producer Auerbach to achieve an ideal version of themselves. For Jeff the Brotherhood, country life inspires their contemplative aspect, even as they reduce it to a few chords and a harmonic growl. In Hacienda's case, they're sensitive romantics with a burly side. Boys will be boys will be boys, with or without girls to keep them emotionally honest.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed two albums, Shakedown from Hacienda and Hypnotic Nights from Jeff the Brotherhood. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.